This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Leone Harris, or Lil as she's known more commonly, is a mother of four who a few years ago was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Within days, she decided to follow her long-held dream of becoming an artist. She's currently preparing for her first solo art exhibition, and Leone is with me on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Katrina. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you going today?
Very well, thank you.
Now, Leone, how did you first find out that you had Parkinson's? Did you have some obvious symptoms?
I did have obvious symptoms. I had very high blood pressure, and I also had a very, a prolific tremor in my right arm.
And then what was the process of actually getting a diagnosis?
Well, at the moment, there's no actual diagnosis for Parkinson's, and I went to the doctor when I was 36, and he said to me, you haven't got MS, you haven't got a brain tumour, and you're way too young to have Parkinson's. It was only that I changed doctors and that I, my doctor kept saying to me, you have to do something about the tremor in your arm. I was 38 when I was given the diagnosis.
And what were your feelings sort of when you had a name to put on what was happening to you?
Well, you feel like you're in this surreal nightmare. And you feel like this kind of stuff can't really happen to you, that it happens to other people. It's an awful time. It's a bit like when someone dies and you go into mourning. You kind of feel like everybody's life's travelling on, but yours has stopped.
So you're mourning the loss of your future life and your life now?
You do. You mourn, when you look on the internet and you see what all the symptoms are of Parkinson's, they're pretty graphic, and it is a degenerative brain disease. You're not going to get better, and that's a reality that you really have to deal with.
So how do you cope with that?
Well, I live for today. I don't live thinking I might get this or I might get that in the future. And Parkinson's doesn't actually affect everybody in the same way, so I might not actually get any worse in my symptoms. I hold on to that, but if I do get worse, I take that as, that's kind of my cross to bear, and I just have to get on with my life. And, I'm in the prime of my life, and I'm the mother of four children. I look into their eyes, and I see their dreams for the future, our dreams for our family, and I won't give in.
Mm. You made a really big change, didn't you? With your diagnosis, very soon you decided that you were going to get serious about your painting, didn't you?
Well, it had always been my lifetime ambition to paint. I've always been arty. I didn't have time to paint and I didn't have the room with four little ones. But when I was diagnosed, within a week, I'd gone and bought canvases and paints, and within 2 weeks I'd finished my first painting.
So did that painting come really naturally to you at that time?
It did, but when you first start painting, you have to be strong. You have to find some sort of strength because you're open to criticism. Everybody wants to talk about, what they think about your painting, and you have to be quite strong and have a lot of courage to actually paint what you want to paint and not worry about what anybody else says.
For you, it's required some physical strength and courage as well, not just that emotional courage, hasn't it?
It has, because I've lost feeling down and movement down the right side of my body, which means my brain, I can still use my right side of my body. I walk with a limp and I can't write anymore. I'm naturally right-handed. But my brain doesn't tell me to use my right hand. I can use it, so it takes over and I use my left. So I've actually started painting well with my left hand. And sometimes, people laugh when I say this, I actually paint my canvases with the canvas upside down.
Really?
Not standing on my head, just the canvas upside down.
Okay, and tell us about your work. How do you describe it?
Well, at the moment, I'm working towards my first solo exhibition, which is very exciting, and that'll be held somewhere in Sydney. I haven't picked a venue yet. But at the moment, I'm painting figurative landscape. It's a mix between the intertwining of life, urban living, and the bush.
So these paintings are of Sydney places? And
well, I'm painting the bush around me, and we live in leafy St. Ives. So, yeah, they're very Sydney paintings. I think, when I go down to do shows in Melbourne, the work in Melbourne's very different to mine.
Okay. When I look at your work, to me it seems very emotional. Is it that way for you?
It is very emotional. Each piece is, you know, a piece of my personality. Each piece gives me a sense of freedom. And every one is a learning piece for me to the next. So I love, like, I'm painting this show. I have them all around my art room. And I use the last painting I did, which is always your favourite, you know.
Oh, really? That's good. That means you're getting better all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're all a quantum leap from one to the other, I find, which is great. And I don't want to be influenced by anybody else's paintings. I really try and just sort of let whatever wants to flow out of me come out.
And how do you cope with, I guess, the threat of the future? I mean, you've now in this, in a way, you're in a great place. You're doing what you've always wanted to do. You've got a great family. Other than your disease, things are good for you. But do you worry about the future?
You always worry about the future, but you try not to let it envelope your whole person. If you walked around thinking, oh, this might happen, and that's the same for everyone. Mm. Everybody should live for today and really try and be happy and positive about what you have and what's going on in your life. And there's always someone out there that's worse off than you.
It's true that, you know, everybody does get their little cup of suffering to drink, don't they?
They do. And, you know, life would be boring if you know, everything was peachy all the time.
What do you do, though, on your down days when you look at your art and you don't want to do it and, you know, it's a real discipline?
You know, on my down days, I try and exercise, I try and meditate, I pray, and, you know, I just try and keep fit mentally and physically, and that really helps. I've got this big, fat chocolate Labrador that walks me every day and, you know, that's a great start.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right, well, it's been lovely to talk to you, Leone, and to learn a bit about your artwork. For people who would like to see some samples of her work, it's leoneharris.com. So that's leoneharris.com. And hopefully we'll hear from you when you've got your exhibition going. You can give me a call and I'll let people know about it.
Thanks so much for having me, Katrina. Have a great day.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.